We run a full court press when it comes to these trending topics. Keep it short like Chris Paul and CB, get it poppin'. Common sense ain't common and neither is our opinions. Take a listen to our views to see if you vibe with them. Fresh up on the scene, we're your newest critics. Anything can happen, there's nothing that's off limits. Find out what the hottest tea is today. It's a social smackdown with Yay and Nay.
Going, y'all. My name is Kev. I also got on podcast. I'm friends with Maye. Wanted to come on the show and just, you know, show love and support you all on the social smackdown. You know, you two are doing a great job. So, you know, just wanted to come on here and just show some support and just have a good conversation today. So,
thank you. He did a little promo out there, too. I see you. That's a real business man right there. We be having to tell people to put themselves out there. Like,
yeah, no, I mean, I wasn't trying to, no, I wasn't trying to do my podcast, you know, out there like that. Like, I'm here for you. I'm here, you know, just as on the sideline tonight, today. So, no, I'm just saying, just so people can know who I am. But, yeah, I'm glad to be on the show, though.
We're glad to have you. Before I do the first segment, as always, she got game. I got somebody to talk sports with for once, because Navy.
Wow. Wow. My feelings not hurt, bro. Okay, continue.
No, you start watching basketball. Yeah, you haven't watched basketball in like, what, 3 years? Like,
basically. Go ahead, do y'all little
things. Anyways.
Palm trees.
Palm trees. I wish I was around some palm trees. Even though the weather was nice today.
Okay, anyways, she got game.
Don't do that. Okay. Free agency. You know, LeBron went west.
That was crazy.
I'm pissed. I'm upset. Why? Because, like,
I forgot you and Kobe, that whole
people are already being disrespectful, and I do not appreciate it one bit. Already calling him the king of LA, like, no, you cannot do that. He will never be the king of LA. He got Cleveland, that's his spot, cool, but nah, don't disrespect LA like that. Don't disrespect Kobe, like, that's no.
Did you say the moral? You know, like where
the mural where they put LeBron in. That was mad.
That would be respectful.
That's the thing. That's why I'm upset about it. Like, I always tell people all the time, like, LeBron got talent. I give him that. I give him his credit. I'm just not a personal fan of his. And then his fans get on my nerves. So it's just like, that's when I be calling him LeBum. Like, I just don't just get him out of my face. But, you know.
No, I feel you, though. I do feel you on that, Naomi, because my whole thing is, like, wait, am I saying it wrong? I'm sorry. Is it Naomi? Is that the right? So how I feel about the whole situation is that it was a good business decision, but I think that, like, why would you want to go to the shadow of, you know, Kobe's franchise? You know, I feel like Kobe just retired there within the last 2 years, and I don't know why. I feel like as a great player, you want to create your own legacy at your own franchise, whether it was Cleveland or going to Philly. But I just think that, you know, him going under Kobe's, you know, franchise, just that's my whole thing. Like, I didn't kind of like that. But at the end of the day, it was a business decision. You know, he did it for his family. Like, yeah. I think the opportunities he could have, like, you know, that's what makes it a smart decision. So I can respect it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, the biggest thing he went west was because, like, not even to get a ring. It's because, like, it was, like, the whole – he trying to set his family up and his son to play with, you know, the greats and, like, you know.
Right. That's what I thought initially. Yeah. I was like, he went there for his kids, but
yeah. Right. He ain't think about no ring. He know he not about to come out the west, especially with Boogie on his face. Oh, my God.
I can't believe that happened.
I just feel bad, low-key, for, like, LeBron fans. Because they was all hype. Like, all right, he going to be in L.A. Then, what, like, 2 days later, Boogie saw him go to state, kill their little dreams.
This is going to be a crazy season. Yeah. It's going to be wild, for sure.
Is it, though? Is it, though?
What do you mean, is it, though? I feel like the East now has, like, more opportunities, like, to fix.
Bro, the Pistons, like, might make it to the playoffs.
That's what my dude said. Yeah. He was like, they might.
The Pistons trash, though, for what they did in the season. You know they signed Jose Calderon for a year. That's the only player out of all these good players that was in free agency. They signed Calderon.
So that's the thing about Detroit. Like they suck at signing people. Like we miss out on like the
man.
That's why I can't stand Detroit sports. I'd be like, bro, I still man. Root for them, but I just be like, wow, you guys, you played yourself.
Man.
For real,
it's hard being a Detroit fan of anything, man. Like
I'm gonna still be there next week though. Like we gonna do it, right? We gonna do it.
Bro, I never get one who had a goose egg 0-16 every week faithfully. I'm like, we got it. We ain't had it that season, but it's cool. But I mean, we covered the biggest in free agency. You had Rondo and you had a whole bunch of other people, you know, signing with teams. But I really just want to cover LeBron and Boogie because those was like
those are the biggest ones for real.
Right.
Yeah.
So this Boot Up remix though. What did I say remixes? It's like 3 or 4. Daddy.
Trash. That was
who
trash.
Who was trash?
The one with Nicki and Quavo.
I didn't even listen to it. That's how
don't listen to it.
I saw someone tweet a line from it and I was like, oh no. Good.
Bro, she had quoted, what song was that? I don't even know, because I don't listen to Nicki like that. But I'm looking like, you trying to make that relevant? Like, I don't know. I'm not a Nicki fan, so that could be why I didn't like it. But I just wasn't feeling it.
Can we talk about the good, though? Because
what, Fab, or Fly?
I'm for sure still waiting on Chris. Like, Chris and Ty Dolla $ign, I feel like if they do it, like, Ella already collaborated with Ty, but, I mean, somebody gotta.
Chris Brown and Ty Dolla $ign would kill that for real.
Like, the crazy part about it is like they all got literally like a short verse, so they could all combine for like one big old remix. They might as well
hey,
do
take
that.
It back to like 2005, like when they really used to do that junk. We'll accept the extended version.
Yeah, you don't even see that anymore for real.
Exactly, you don't hear no good music like that anymore. Period. Like,
cause people like everybody just being so independent. Like, it was a beautiful thing where everybody was just collabing with everybody.
Man.
Like, it didn't.
No, our childhood was lit. That's the reason. Like, the music wasn't all of that, but like just the collabs and like you know,
just the fact that they would come together. Like, that was dope. Like,
exactly.
No, all right, but, hold on. Okay. I know you listen to it, yay. But who is worse, Nicki and Quavo or Fetty Wap?
Okay, see, this is the thing. Like, whoever don't know, I was like the biggest, don't judge me, I was the biggest Fetty fan. What was that, my freshman year in college? Yeah, my freshman year, I was a big Fetty fan. But
recent,
I was just kind of...
You said what? I said this was recent.
I know. But, like, I used to really rock with Fetty. But now I realize he's trash. And, like, that was just, man.
It opened your eyes.
That's a hard one.
I mean, he had some good parts, but I feel like what T-Pain
what
T-Pain did is what Fetty was trying to do, like, with the little auto-tune harmony. Like, I was like, Fetty, you need to take notes, because, you know, he did
it. I don't know, because I listened to that whole song, though. I didn't listen to, like, Nicki and Quavo, like, remix the whole song, so I guess I would have to go with Fetty with that one. I couldn't
Being the worst?
Huh?
Being the worst?
I think.
But if you didn't, you couldn't even make it through Nicki and Quavo, so, like.
That's what I'm saying. No, I'm saying that's what worse than Fetty.
Oh, okay.
I think Fetty's better. Cause like I can deal with Fetty, like that's the Fetty. Like, Fetty is Fetty, but Nicki and Quavo, they were just nah, they messed that all up. Like I said, that was a good 2 out of 10. If that may be a nice like
a 2 out of 10, I ain't even listen to it. Negative 4 probably.
Yeah, I didn't even hear. My phone, go ahead.
I tried. I was just like, okay. All right, Nicki low-key falling off. Like I said, even though I wasn't into her ever, but she just.
Yeah, she not like, I mean, that Chun Li, you know, I like that song, but other than that, like, I just think that she not really like she was, like, when she was coming out with, like, you know, her freestyles, when she was coming to the game. So I think that she is kind of falling off for real, so I feel you.
All right, go ahead. Now you do just your talk.
Oh,
play your role.
Segment. I forgot. Okay.
Remember.
I need to stop doing that. Double saying words and stuff. Yeah.
I'll be doing that too.
Okay. Okay. Didn't I send you like, okay, I sent you what I did. All right, so I was on Twitter, you know, like always. And I seen this tweet that said, can you cook? And that was a dude saying it. And the chick was like, can you change a tire beat since we asking questions? And so that was like the first thing I saw. And then I seen another one like similar to it. A guy was tripping because the female had like, you know, she was a double major and was doing all this stuff. And he was like, oh, you doing too much. You need to stay in your role. Like, you know, play your role, basically, you know, cook, clean, stay in the kitchen. And, you know, that's it. And so my whole thing is like, how do we feel about like playing this role of how society has given us these standards of a woman should be like basically at home, you know, barefoot and pregnant, cooking, cleaning, and all of that, and a dude is basically just like supposed to provide and be this all high and mighty dude, I guess.
That's dead for a variety of reasons. Like, I feel like I'm too much of a busybody. But like, this ain't 1950 no more. Like, right. Duh.
Like, I mean, okay. I guess this is my question, because I asked my dude this like a couple times. I'd be like, okay, I'm like, what can I really do for you in this position that we're in? I'm like, we're not married or anything, so it's like, what really is it that I'm giving to you? I'm like, you know, you picking me up, you paying for our dates and stuff. So it's just like, what am I offering to you? And he's like, well, really nothing. Like, you know, he's like, no, I don't require nothing. Like, good. So I'm just like, okay, now you're making me feel useless, because it's like, you don't want nothing from me. So it's like, all right, where do we go from here? I mean, I cook and stuff, though. I mean, that's the least I do. I'd be like, look, you're going to get this meal. You're going to get this meal today.
And you wash laundry, too, but we ain't going into all that.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Where's the lie?
Okay, I didn't wash his laundry. I folded it and put it
Didn't you clean the car out, too?
Wow.
I'm just saying. Okay. We gotta make sure ain't no hypocrite critical, you know, things going on out here.
I do detail cars, so if you want my services, I will detail your cars.
I'm crying.
You always do this. This is why I don't bring you up, because every time you
because like, I'm not trying to be out here like a hypocrite, like, you know, say one thing and then, you know. Uh-huh. But anyways, continue.
My bad. So, I mean, I guess for me, my dad, like, the way he did with my mom, he was like, you can work if you want to, but I'm not requiring you to work, you know. Right. Working is solely upon you. If you want to go work, I'm fine with that, but I'm letting you know I'm the sole provider, and whatever you bring to the table is extra, it's a bonus, more than likely it's yours. My dad cooks and cleans, you know. I don't want to say it's 50-50. My parents believe in 100-100. So that's what I grew up around. And yeah, you know, everything is shared. It's just basically agreed upon between your partner, I guess. That's how I feel about it. Like, for me, I don't mind being at home, but just don't try to confine me to staying at home. Like, I am a homebody, but I need to also be liberated. Like, if I want to go out, I need to be able to go out and work if I choose. Like, that's where I'm at on it.
All right, question for both of y'all then. Okay, Nay, how would you feel if, like, yo dude, like, he ain't know how to do none of the quote-unquote manly, like, things? Like, none of it. He ain't know how to do none of that. Like, he ain't none of that.
Like,
no girl ain't know how to cook or clean or any of that.
You saying manly things like cutting the grass,
and, like, changing tires, cutting grass.
Okay, well, for me, I would feel like the dude, because I'm a daddy's girl, like, a true daddy's girl. I've always been around my dad. And I know how to do all that stuff. So if I'm sitting here changing your brakes, your rotors, you know, doing your oil and all of this stuff, and you can't do it, that's the problem. I had a dude like that. That's the problem. Because then I'm going to feel like I don't need you, you know? You're supposed to do some heavy lifting here and there, you know? But, yeah, I just cut the grass today. It looks pretty nice. I edged it up, all of that. But that was by choice, you know. It wasn't a requirement or anything, but I mean, if I don't have to, I would like my dude to do that. Like, you know, go cut the grass, babe. Like, going out there, something, I don't know.
Yeah, I know, like, I agree with y'all. Like, I think that, you know, a man is the provider. He's the head of the house. So you have to be willing to, you know, do all of the necessary things to making sure that the family is moving in the right direction, whether it's you got to help with different things, with maintenance around the crib, plumbing, whatever it is, the heavy lifting stuff. You should be able to take the initiative. Like, if a man isn't doing that, then he really not, he not leading by example. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to, like, the cooking and the cleaning, like, it's funny because, like, growing up, like, my dad used to make jokes and stuff. Like, he used to be playing around, but he used to make jokes around my mom, like, just saying that cooking and cleaning is, like, the only thing that she should be doing. But he was joking. He wasn't mm-hmm. serious or nothing like that. But he used to tell me, like, you know, I even seen the reason why I'm the person I am today, because my dad, it's more of a partnership with my mom. Like, he'll help her clean, cook, you know what I'm saying? And he does a lot of the different heavy lifting stuff around the crib, whether he's got to change a tire for my mom or whatever. And that's kind of how I've been able to grow into the person that I am today. But I think that you should be willing to cook and clean. Like, that's one thing I don't understand. Like, I don't know why males will say that only women should do that, because I feel like, you know, a woman may be working a 9-to-5 just like you are, you know what I'm saying? So if you all could work together as a team, you could do so much more. So that's my viewpoint on, like, you know, the whole thing. So I feel y'all.
I know some men who don't like their women working. That's crazy to me. That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. I do not see myself sitting at the house all day. Like, I can't do it. I literally physically can't do it. Like, I will go crazy. Like, it ain't enough cleaning in the world. Like,
yeah. I've experienced, yeah, like, kind of both sides of that whole, like, working or providing type thing. Like, with my aunt, like, I would take my cousins to school because both of my aunt and uncle worked. But my auntie is, like, basically the sole provider of the household. And thing is, my uncle is okay with that. Like, he appreciates her. He supports her in everything that she does. He's like, hey, go do it, because I'm not. Like, you know, she pursues multiple avenues, and he's like, go do it. I'm right here. So he's like that support system. And, like, some people look at it like, oh, you're not a man, but he still takes care of home. And it's like, the only thing that I would say that bothers me is he can't cook. So, and he don't, like, I don't know. I'd be like, bro, you can't cook nothing. He like, nah, we just eat out. But, you know, everything else, like, is up to par. Like, he got it. So it's just like, I've seen both sides of the woman being in the provider role and the man doing it. And it's just like I said, it varies from partner to partner. It's just it's a matter of what y'all agree upon and what y'all purposes are, because if your purpose align, it's gonna work out, like, period. So it's like, you know, she needed him in order to, you know, fulfill her purpose, you know, because if she had somebody who wanted to do the same thing as her, they would bump heads all the time and clash, because it's like, who's at home with the kids, or, you know, who's doing this side? And it's just like, well, I want to focus on my purpose, and it's like, I want to do mine. So it's like, I really feel like they were meant to be together, because how they just mesh really well. So yeah,
I agree with you.
Cool. I really ain't said nothing on this topic, but, like, no. I said how I feel about it. I ain't gonna go. I feel like I was raised, like, differently than, like, the household y'all was in, so I don't know. But anyways, the last topic is, what was the last topic?
Hold on. The question from our special guest today.
Asking God to help you find the one you want to spend the rest of your life with. Oh my God, let me tell you why I like this question. Because I try to act like I'm, like, you know, not, like, swapping nothing, or, like, I don't got feelings or nothing. But you laughing, you irritated. No, but, like, I did so much research on this specific topic, simply because, like, this stuff I went through. Like, I have been in a relationship since 2013, like, quote-unquote, like, you know, relationship. Mm-hmm. And, from that point on, I kind of always told myself that I would consult God and whoever I, like, deal with, regardless of, like, how serious it is. So, I think the first thing you should do is obviously pray. Like, regardless of, like, how serious y'all are. Because sometimes somebody can be in your life for a purpose to teach you about yourself and all of that, or it can be the person you're supposed to be with. So, yeah, that's the first thing is pray.
Can I pause you real quick?
Go ahead. Okay. I was going to say, if you want to speak about anything.
Well, no, I said a lot on the other one, so I'm going to stay back. But just a question, how would you recommend someone go about praying? Like, you know, what should they include in their prayer? Because people pray a lot, but they're not praying mm-hmm. the right things, and then wondering why their prayers aren't getting answered, or, you know, why such and such isn't this, that, and the third. So
I was just about to say that, too.
I don't know. I feel like I believe in praying, like, I don't think there's one specific way to pray. But, like, how I go about it is always to say, like, well, I tell God to remove people if they're not going to help me, like, become a better me, or, like, help me become the woman I'm supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. But, I mean, I don't know. I ain't going to, like, hit y'all with a prayer. I could do a simple prayer.
I mean, do a little simple.
Nah.
Nah.
Because what if I want to know?
You know what? I think, like, I mean, you can finish before I go. I ain't trying to interrupt what you were getting ready to say. Maya, you was getting ready to say something. Were you about to say something? Was one of y'all?
Maya.
I was it.
Oh, go ahead, Kev. You good?
No, so I was just going to say, like, I think that you got to be intentional and deliberate. Like, you know, it's a lot, like, with the language, like, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to say, like, you looking for, you know, for all my males out there, like, you looking for a girl or just a female, like, you know, I know me, for me being, I'm a little bit older than y'all, so I know, like, my prayers are more directed to me, like, finding a wife and not, you know, just saying, you know, I want to find a specific female or whatever in my life. Uh-huh. So I think that your language has to be intentional and deliberate, and, like, you know, one thing that, you know, I've heard it's good to do. Like, I mean, it's up to everyone to do it. But, like, some people have said, like, it's good to, like, write down exactly, like, what you want your wife, the traits and the values that you will want out of your wife or your husband. Like, physically write it down, because a lot of times when you write stuff down, like, that plays a role with, like, just the law of attraction, being able to attract what you're asking and what you're praying for. So not only praying it, but just kind of meditating on it, writing down what exactly you're looking for, and God gonna be you got to be patient with the process. God gonna bring the right person in your life. So, I think, you know, just being intentional and deliberate, and just being able to use the right language when you having that prayer. So, that's what I would say.
And that's I don't think you should, like, well, this is me personally. I know people who like pray about, like, superficial stuff or whatever. Even like the girl, me and Emily talked about the other day off Insecure. Yvonne, what's her last name?
Orgy.
Georgie, like, know. She, like, was praying for, like, specific stuff. I mean, which, if that's what you want, I guess I'm not about to say you shouldn't pray about that, but I don't think that should be your main focal point. And I think we talked about this last podcast, like, superficial stuff. And another thing I had, like, after research or whatever, something that they have always said is just, like, the person for you would never be, like, your type. You know how most of us had types
mm-hmm.
or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, you would be attracted to that person, obviously, but it's not gonna be somebody you would typically go for.
Yeah.
Which always, like, throws people off.
That's if you so ask my, like, I didn't mean to cut you off, but, like, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say,
I lost my train of thought.
My bad.
Already, go ahead. Just go.
But my dad, he told my mom, he was like, you yellow. I don't like yellow women.
Yellow,
he was like, I've always gone for dark skinned women. I mm-hmm. would have never picked you. He was like, that's mm-hmm. how I know it was nothing but God, because he was like, you skinny, you yellow. I don't like your type. And he was like, that's
I'm crying.
So I always think that's funny when he talk about that story.
But my parents be saying that to, like, my stepdad, and he usually like dark skinned women. My mom was light skinned. And it's just funny, like I said, it's never usually your type. Like, yeah. I already said, like, for the most, like, 90% of my life, I always attracted to, like, you know, darker-skinned men. But, like, I always said, I don't think I'm going to marry a dark-skinned man. I just don't see it. But it is what it is. And, like, I don't care. Because, like I said, you're going to still be attracted to that person. People say looks not, like, all of that. But you got to be attracted to somebody, or it's not. You just,
it's going to bother you.
Wrong down the line. You know, y'all going to have affection issues and all of that. But that's a whole nother. No, I can go on about that too. But anyways, so they rarely be your type. What else? Oh, it'd be you would have like a connection, like an instant connection. That's another thing I heard about. like, you can be yourself. You won't have to, you know, pretend to be somebody you not. It just, you be comfortable with them. Like, it's like a natural comfort. Hold on, I gotta, you know, get my notes out, because this ain't me. Oh, don't do that. Oh, purpose mates. Purpose mates. Okay. You and that person would share the same purpose. Like, not necessarily the same exact purpose, but, like, y'all purposes would align. Like, for example, like me, I know for a fact I'm a helper. Like, I'm supposed to help people. Whatever I do, I gotta help people. So I know the person who's like for me, he gonna be a helper too. You know, because I mean, our purposes would align. What else? Oh, and then crazy connections. It's crazy because like everyone I know who like I guess in a godsend relationship, they always had like a connection with their like wife or their husband way before they actually met their wife or husband. Like, for example, say if I was in Miami in 2016. He was in Miami in 2016, like, 3 rooms down. And we passed each other, but we ain't never, like, talked. And then, like, 6 years later, y'all end up running into each other and find all that out. Just little stuff like that. Just, like, crazy connections.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's all I really like.
Yeah, my parents said that, too. They used to live around each other. Like, they was, like, blocks away from each other all their life and worked in the same places and stuff. I'm like, that's crazy. But, I'm going to say this and I'm going to shut up, but when y'all was talking about this being specific in your prayers, a guest speaker at my church 2 weeks ago, she mentioned when people do that, and it's like, it's okay to do that, but be careful when you're being specific with God, because he'll give you exactly what you asked for, but that can also limit him, because what if he has something even exceeding what you thought you wanted, and now he's like, well, okay. Well, I guess I'll just give you what you wanted on your list, but I did have this one for you. But okay, So it's just like, you know, leave it open to opportunities. Like, Lord, this one I'm looking for, but I mean, if you got some more that I don't see, you know, you can hook that up too. So it's just like, that's what I was asking, like, you know, what's a way to pray or whatever, because I've done that. I'd be like, you know, I like dudes like this. But I mean, if that's not going to be for me, I mean, you know, hook it up for me, Big G. You know better than I do. But yeah.
I mean, I have
never prayed nothing like that. Like, this is like, it could be like individual differences. I don't pray for a specific. I mean, it's like some non-negotiable thing. Like I told you, like the whole sports thing, like, I just couldn't, because that's just weird for me, you know? But like, I don't know. I feel like if you're going to pray about stuff like that, it should be something that's, like, non-negotiable. Like, you feel like it's very important. Not, like, something that's not, that don't really matter. Or you can, like, look past. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. I
said everything I had on this topic, I think.
I think Kev has something to say.
Yeah, no, I agree. I just think that, like, you just got to be transparent in your prayer. Like, be honest. But then also just ask God to lead you in the direction that he wants you to go. The purpose of the person that he wants you to find, whether that's a wife or a husband. So that's what I would say. Just be honest, but also just being open to possibilities as well. I agree.
That's important. I like that. Pin that.
Bro. Don't pray for a husband or wife before you're ready either. Because I know people who be like 16 praying for a husband. Like,
I mean, yeah, no, I guess I'm talking like I guess I'm saying this like I'm talking to older people, but.
No, you good. You good.
Instead of praying for the person, y'all, I think y'all know what like I'm trying to say. Like, you know what I'm trying to say. But, yeah.
I know this girl, she's like 16 tall, but she'd be praying for a husband. I'm like, when I was 16, I was like, that's crazy. I didn't start thinking about husbands until I was like 21.
She needs to be praying to be the person that her husband will need.
Man, at 16, yeah.
Like that's where my prayers are focused. It's like, okay, praying to be more of a woman of God and to be the woman that my husband will need and all of that or whatever. And not know, oh, I want my husband right now. And da, da, da. I'm good. I'm smooth. Like I said before, I might be like Paul. I don't know. Huh? I might be single.
We had like a conversation like that before. Where like you said certain stuff you're just not going to pray about because you're not ready.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I just be all like, whatever. But, I mean, anybody else got any comments, questions, concerns, anything?
Then you have that bonus about the 90-day thing.
Oh, you want me to read it? I forgot all about that. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay,
you want to bring that up like 5 minutes ago.
I mean,
10 minutes ago.
I mean, Okay. It says, ladies, if a man had a 90-day rule where he doesn't spend money on you until after that period, would you still go out with him? Be honest.
Wait, repeat the question again.
It says, if a guy had a 90-day rule where he doesn't spend money on you until after that period, would you still go out with him? Be honest. And I guess for the guys, it would be, would you have a 90-day rule where you don't spend money on a female until after that?
No, I mean, I feel like if you rock with the female, you gonna treat her right. Like, it ain't really no certain amount of days. Like, nah, granted, like, if it's a situation where it's a female where it's not serious, like, y'all just friends, then maybe, you know what I'm saying, you don't really try to take it to that level. But I think if it's a woman that you really enjoy your time with, somebody that you see yourself being with, like, you should treat her right, like, and spend on her and, you know, whatever, just being able to help out and different things like that. So, I don't know. That's how I feel, but...
Okay, why do y'all pay for women? Like, I understand, like, the whole being a gentleman thing, but, like, why do y'all do that?
I mean, I guess it's just... To me, I feel like it's just like a courtesy thing. Like, if you ask a female to go out, you taking her out on a date, and you really feeling the female, you want to get to know her, like, I just think that's something that a man is supposed to do. Like, you're supposed to pay for a meal, you know what I'm saying, and just really treat her right. I don't really know the reason behind it. I just know that I just do it just out of love, you know what I'm saying? And I think that when you see something that you want, you got to do whatever it takes. I'm not saying money is the only thing that's what it takes, but just showing a woman that you there to provide and take care of her, that's like what a man's supposed to do.
Okay.
So, like, you know what I mean? That's why I think I would do it. So, I don't know. Everybody different, but that's my
opinion. Kevin and grown man.
Good answer. Good answer. Family
feud. Grown man.
Good answer.
You irritated. All right,
Yay. What's your take?
Okay, first, I feel like if someone told me that, I would ask him why, because I feel like he would have a reason for that. Like, say if he said he made that rule because every girl he dated, like, used him for his money or whatever, then I would respect that. I'm like, all right, cool. But at the same time, I'm a very independent woman as is. So, like, I feel like that wouldn't necessarily turn me off, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, if I'm going out with a dude, I'm going to make sure that I'm covered anyway, just in case. Like, I feel like me and you talk about this all the time. So it's just, like, I want to be like, no. Especially because, like, I feel like he might have a reason for it. But if he don't have reasoning, it just depends on his attention and, like, the reason he doing it.
You know,
like,
we did have that conversation about dudes just doing it just because, but, you know.
Yeah, you did.
But, I mean, like, I agree with you as well. Like, I always say, my parents told me, you know, don't go out if you can't cover yourself, like you just said, you know. So, when I go out regardless, I already got myself covered just in case something happened with your card or whatever, your cash. But, I mean, no, I would need to know the technicalities because it's like, okay, does that mean you're not picking me up either? Because that's gas. You know, it's like, so I'm going to just be asking, like, different questions. Like, okay, how far does this money thing go? Because I can pay for myself. So, I can drive myself.
I know some dudes, though, that they don't really be like, they don't really be trying to really pay her, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know. I just think, like, that's, like, weak for real. But I think that, you know what I'm saying, if y'all just going, like, if it's both established that, like, y'all friends and it's not on that level, then maybe not, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody's different. Like, if y'all just on a friendly outing and y'all not kicking it like that, then, okay, I can understand you not paying. But, like, if y'all really talking for real, you should be able, like, that's a guarantee. Like, I don't know. That's just, that's like,
how often are we going out or, you know, doing things that require money? And then, you know, is it kicking in directly after this 90 days? Like, what's going on? Like, do the 90 days, is that like 90 times that we hang out or is it from when we meet? And then,
that's
what I'm saying. It's too many loopholes. You know how I am. I find every loophole, like, so I can just wait out these 90 days.
I'm gonna catch you in March, bro.
Right? Like, it's been 90 days. I need you to drop that coin, sweetheart.
But keep curving him until the 90 days.
Over. Right? Like, I'm busy. I'm busy.
I'm crying. I ain't gonna lie, I did that before, but it was like a 90-day rule. It'd be like that, bro. It really be like that. You gotta see. I feel like I gotta see if I like you enough.
You can't do
for me to like actually be out in public with you. You said
I
what?
Said you can't do this with no petty female.
You.
Like, okay, 90 days. Okay, gotcha. I'll be counting.
Bro, you the type who won't text him for like 90 days. On that 90 day, you like, so what's good?
I'm like, hey, you want to go out?
I hate you, bro. I really do. Hey. But no, it's petty because like I think like my first boyfriend ever, I used to pay for like us to go out.
Ooh,
but that was like high school, early high school, and like I paid for everything,
I had to drive, I had to pay, I had to open the door.
Did they ever take an initiative like any?
No.
Just to say like, okay, I could do it this one time. I could do it this one.
No.
The anger in my voice.
No.
I mean, hey man, maybe he just like, hey. I mean, but on some real though, like, you know, some guys may not financially be in the position, you know what I'm saying? So like, but I think if that's the case, then you really shouldn't be, you shouldn't be making it seem like you can take a woman out on a date.
Right.
If that's the case. So
that's the thing that bothered me. Don't be asking to hang out and you don't got no funds. Like, that irritates my soul. Like, I'm like, who's paying for this?
You got no
who's
fun.
Picking us up? Like, why are you stay home.
Right, I used to be pulling my cash all out slowly, you know, waiting.
Like, oh, you want me to pay, man. You don't want me to just take care of it? Okay, all right.
Bro, you don't got $2 for a tip. I got to do the tip, too.
Man, that's like, the thing. Like, nah, that's the thing I do. Like, if a dude pay, I normally handle the tip. But sometimes some dudes don't even let you do that. And I'd be like, all right, okay.
Right.
All right.
That's crazy.
Wild. Why did you bring that up? This has opened a whole womb, bro. You just opened up a whole womb.
This crazy.
That just made me mad. I just reached the highest level of pissivity. You bringing that up?
Like, ain't nothing wrong with a female. And nothing wrong with like treating your dude, you know, every like now and then, or even like how whatever. I don't got a problem with that. But it's like every time, like 100% of the time.
Nah. Every time, and I gotta pick you up and take you back home. Mm-mm. No.
No. Go like,
you can't even drive. You don't even have your license. Yeah. What you doing? At least drive my car.
Nah. Like, Heck no.
I told you.
Bro,
I just
when I was working the other day, right? And it was like this dude. He had like a stench on him or whatever. Like, I try not to be rude or mean, but he like was smelling right. And he had the audacity to like ask for my number. He was stealing from the store. It's like just little stuff like that. It's like, bro.
Didn't y'all just like, open?
Yeah, we did. Oh my God. he was like, you was watching me put the shorts on. I'm like, yeah, I want to see what you're going to like walk out the door in them. And he's like, no, I'm balling. This man with 2 cents short. Like, it's not funny. Like, no shade. I was like, I got you. You good. And then he was like, I'm balling. I had it. And he was like, I just didn't bring it with me. I'm like, okay. All right, bro. You okay. Too pretty short. Like, whatever. But it's just like stuff like that. Like, I mean, I know everybody don't got it like that, but like, how you as a female out if you like steal it from her place of appointment? Like, that's not, you know.
Yeah.
But,
hey. Dudes, female.
Who am I to judge? I mean, I wouldn't mess with a dude like that. You said what?
I said a female that don't want to give her number out. That's who you are to judge. Judge a dude that ain't got it. No.
Hey, I was trying not to laugh, yo. Cause like, I know I'm not like a mean person for real, but it was like you tried it. But bro, we gotta have a story time one of these podcasts.
Have a what?
I got some stories for you. Oh, a story time.
Yeah, we got some.
I got some stories, but I said everything I had to say. I don't know if y'all done, but
I'm good.
No, I said everything too.
All right, then we out. We'll be back next week.
What was that?
Someday. It ain't gonna be. be next Friday. I know for it's not gonna be next Friday.
Oh, we gotta do our freestyle Friday.
I can't do it. If we do Friday, it's gonna be like 11 or 12 o'clock. It's gonna be Saturday.
We're just gonna skip all over that, huh?
I'm just saying.
We're doing freestyle Friday.
All right.
Not today, but I mean, we could. I know,
Friday. Yeah, Friday. Friday. Nah.
I mean, that's the point of a freestyle, but it's okay.
Nah. It's gonna be trash today.
Trash.
But next Friday, Ben.
For sure.
I would have the bars ready. We gotta be serious with our next freestyle, bro. Mm-hmm. We was playing. We always playing, though.
Yeah.
But anyways, we out.
We enjoyed you, Kev. Thanks for being
on. I appreciate being on today, and best of luck to y'all. Keep doing y'all thing.
Man. You too. Oh, y'all, check out his podcast.
Built on Hustle.
Built on Hustle. Wow.
Appreciate it.
Wow. All right.
You'll be all right.
All right.
Nay, signing on.
I'm done with you.
I'm done with you.
You about to text me, though. Nah.